Hey, Fedhead, Cigar Surgeon here. Welcome to another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing another new cigar from the IPCPR. This is the Torano Exodus. Now, if you've had Exodus before, you realize there's tons of different Exoduses on the market. This is really a consolidation of the brand and a rebranding for 2016, 2017, really everything going forward. The other big news, of course, is Jack is back. Jack Torano is back with Torano Cigars. It's a little bit about the cigar. Rolled in Nicaragua, it's got a Honduran wrapper, binders Connecticut from the United States, and then it's got Dominican filler, Honduran filler, and some filler from Mexico. This is, initially I thought this was a 5x50 Robusto, though, and I guess it just goes to show you how the size creep is kind of affecting me now. It's a 5x54, they call it a Robusto, but really that'd be a Robusto Grande. Price on this is pretty approachable, MSRP on this is $6.99. Time to get nosing and smoking. So talking about the nose here, lots and lots of cedar. Just, I mean, overwhelmingly cedar, actually. There's maybe a hint of spices underneath it, but it's just all I can get is cedar, 100% cedar off the wrapper. Foot is very subdued. I'm actually not getting anything other than tobacco out of the foot. I'm not sure whether that's indicative of anything, but we're going to get smoking and cracking here. Just got a good toast going for my V-cut. Even on a 54 ring gauge, this is still going to work really well. Nice V-cut. Wow. It's almost like a chocolate souffle to start out with. That's impressive. This doesn't taste like the Torano Gold 59th year. I think it is the Gold 59, which I've still got lots of in the humidor. I enjoy. This doesn't taste like that at all. Very interesting start. Tons of smoke production. Draws in the ideal zone. Retrohale has some cocoa to it, a little bit of trailing spices, not pepper, but spices, some richness. Fantastic start. If the rest of the first third is like the start of the first third, this is going to be an outstanding cigar. Barely 5 minutes in this Torano Exodus, and the flavor profile is already changing. That chocolate souffle dropped off as soon as it started, which is really a shame because it was fantastic, heck of a way to start. And now what I'm getting is soft cedar that's got a citrus edge to it, almost like it kind of waxes wanes between orange and grapefruit. It's not very strong, it's very subdued, it just kind of rounds out that citrus on the retrohale. Getting more of that citrus on the retrohale. Less of the cedar, more of the citrus and the retrohale. So we'll see where the rest of this cigar goes. Coming up on the 20-minute mark, and I know that cigar reviewers tend to get a bit of a hard time, some of the flavors they pick up, but I swear I'm picking up some spearmint. It's very subtle, but it's definitely there to answer the question that might be in your mind. No, I haven't brushed my cigar, or brushed my cigar. No, I haven't brushed my teeth before this review, so it's got to be coming from the tobacco. Passing the 30-minute mark, and the Torano Exodus is picking up some notes of powdered cocoa. Very subtle, kind of mixing with that mint. Mint's kind of lost a little bit of strength since about halfway through the first third. Probably in the middle third here in about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll remark on any flavor changes as they occur. Passing the 45-minute mark, and really settling into the middle third of this Torano Exodus. The band is now off because the band kind of extended a fair distance, so I didn't want to scorch the band at all, and I've got it taken off at this point. In the middle third, I'd say cedar is really dominating the profile here. It's not very strong, but it is about a medium strength. I'm getting still a little bit of that mintiness off the retrohale. Maybe hints of cocoa underneath the cedar, but really cedar is the prominent flavor here in the middle third. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, and the Torano Exodus is starting to wind down into the last third here. Still probably have another 5 or 10 minutes before it gets into the last third. Really not a lot of flavor profile changes here in the middle third. There is a little bit of sweetness that is kind of counterbalancing that cedar, but that's about it. I'm still getting the same notes off the retrohale and still getting really the same primary notes off the regular draw. Coming up on the hour and 10-minute mark, starting to get into the final third here of the Torano Exodus. There's a little bit of spices there. Wouldn't describe it as pepper. It's like a baking spice, just kind of rounding out the cedar. The earthiness that I was kind of maybe getting hints of in the middle third, I'm getting a little bit more prominently on the post-draw here. And there's a little bit of pepper with it too. I can't tell if it's bitterness from the earth or whether it's pepper, but there is a little bit of bite to it in the post-draw, and that's really where I'm getting most of it. Wrapping up the review of the Torano Exodus and the Robusto Vitola. Decent cigar. I definitely rate it in the 5-pack category. Flavor profile didn't really blow me away, but it was still a solid performer. I think this is, you know, going to please a lot of Tirano fans. Like I said, I've got many Tirano cigars in my humidor, and I enjoy them. This definitely falls into the 5-pack for me. If you enjoyed the Cigar Federation video review, give us an up, thumbs up, vote, up arrow, and toss us a comment. You can also toss me a line, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.